The chief clerk will call the roll.
Anderson, Bagby, Barbuto, Berger, Blake, Bonner, Brechtel, Brown, Buchanan, Bird, Kennedy, Carson, Childers, Cohey, Connolly, Kraft, Davison, Dirks, Edmonds, Esquivel, Gilmore, Gingery, Goggles, Hales, Hallinan, Hammonds, Harshman, Harvey, Illaway, Yagi, Jorgensen, Landon, Lockhart, Lubno, Madden, McKim, McComey, Mercer, Meyer, Miller, Millen, Moniz, Patton, Peasley, Pedersen, Peterson, Philp, Korberg, Roscoe, Simlek, Shepperson, Stewart, Stubson, Teeters, Thompson, Throne, Wallace, Zwanitzer Dan, Zwanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Here.
Carson.
Excused.
Carson excused. 59 present, 1 excused.
Thank you. We're here because we're not all there. The prayer of the day will be given by the Reverend Robin Chance, representing St. Christopher's Episcopal Church in Cheyenne.
Let us pray. Loving God, in your holy writings you have given us a heavenly vision to which the nations of the world bring their glory. Behold and visit, we pray, our country, our state, our cities and towns. Renew the ties of mutual regard which form our civic life. Send us honest and able leaders. Enable us to eliminate poverty, prejudice, and oppression, that peace may prevail with righteousness and justice with order, and that men, women, and children from different cultures and circumstances and with differing talents may find with one another the fulfillment of their humanity. We ask this in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Join me in the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next item on our agenda is the Journal Committee report.
Mr. Speaker, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of January 14, 2009 has been read, January 12th it should read, and recommends that it be approved. Signed, Representative Bubato, and Representative Moniz.
The doctor of the day is Dr. Robert Monger from Cheyenne. I'm not sure that the doctor is here, but let's give him a round of applause anyway. Hey! John Root is the nurse of the day. If you need any help, I'm sure he could bind your head with a, I don't know what.
A bill jacket.
We are at that order of business of introduction, reading, and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 79. And the reading clerk is preparing his high-tech. It doesn't work. Here. Having technical difficulties today.
Oh, my brain is. Okay. I'm ready.
The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 79.
House Bill 79, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to real estate mortgages.
House Bill 79 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 106.
House Bill 106, introduced by Representative Lebeno.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to criminal procedure regarding firearm ownership domestic violence offenses.
House Bill Number 106 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 107.
House Bill 107, introduced by Representative Teeters.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles, stopped school bus.
House Bill Number 107 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 135.
House Bill Number 135, introduced by Representative Childers.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the liability of owners of land, Recreational Safety Act amendments.
House Bill Number 135 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 164.
House Bill Number 164, introduced by Representative Simpson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to controlled substances, prescription, drug, fraud, felony.
House Bill Number 164 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 49.
House Bill 49, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to marriage licenses.
House Bill Number 49 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 94.
House Bill Number 94, introduced by Representative Stubson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to attorneys at law. Requirements for admission to the bar.
House Bill Number 94 is referred to Committee Number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 86.
House Bill 86, introduced by Representative Yagi.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to administration of government regarding elected official salaries.
House Bill Number 86 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 118.
House Bill Number 118, introduced by Representative Pedersen.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to institutional funds, Uniform Prudent Management of Institutional Funds Act.
House Bill Number 118 is referred to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 87.
House Bill 87, introduced by Representative Simpson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue regarding property tax assessment.
House Bill Number 87 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 50.
House Bill Number 50, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue regarding tax sales costs.
House Bill Number 50 is referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 22.
House Bill Number 22, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Veterans Property Tax Exemption.
House Bill number 22 is referred to Committee number 3, Revenue. The next bill for consideration is House Bill number 33.
House Bill 33, introduced by Representative Hammonds.
First reading of the bill.
Act relating to public education, expanded opportunity pilot program.
House Bill number 33 is referred to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 108.
House Bill number 108, introduced by Representative Teeters.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school districts, student activities, participation fees.
House Bill number 108 is referred to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 75.
House Bill 75, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to subdivisions, water supply study.
House Bill number 75 is referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 130.
House Bill number 130, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to state parks and cultural resources regarding matching account.
House Bill number 130 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 21.
House Bill number 21, introduced by Representative Gingrey.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish regarding gray wolf trophy game status.
House Bill number 21 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 48.
House Bill number 48, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish, game bird farms raising sage grouse.
House Bill number 48 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 93.
House Bill 93, introduced by Representative Philp.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish, complementary hunting licenses.
House Bill 93 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 134.
House Bill number 134, introduced by the Select Natural Resources Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Wyoming Wildlife and Natural Resource Funding Act.
House Bill number 134 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 133.
House Bill number 133, introduced by Representative Kennedy.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish regarding hunting use of electronic sites.
House Bill number 133 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 88.
House Bill number 88, introduced by Representative Escobel.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish regarding pioneer licenses.
House Bill number 88 is referred to Committee number 6, Travel. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 35.
House Bill 35, introduced by Representative Millen.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to elections regarding judges.
House Bill number 35 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 74.
House Bill 74, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to water and sewer districts.
House Bill number 74 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 76.
House Bill 76, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
Relating to election code revisions.
House Bill number 76 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 78.
House Bill number 78, introduced by Representative Brown.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to improvement and service districts.
House Bill number 78 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 162. House Bill number 104.
House Bill number 104, introduced by Representative Lebno.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to elections, special district elections, polling place requirement.
House Bill number 104 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 124.
House Bill number 124, introduced by Representative Davison.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to irrigation districts.
House Bill number 124 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Joint Resolution 3.
House Joint Resolution number 3, introduced by Representative Childers.
First reading of the bill.
Resolution regarding legislators and their terms of office.
House Joint Resolution 3 is referred to Committee number 7, Corporations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 2.
House Bill 2, introduced by Representative Childers.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles regarding street rods and custom vehicles.
House Bill number 2 is referred to Committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 25.
House Bill number 25, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to special license plates, retention by spouse.
House Bill number 25 is referred to Committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 45.
House Bill 45, introduced by the Transportation Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue regarding severance tax distribution.
House Bill number 45 is referred to Committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 51.
House Bill number 51, introduced by Representative Bagby.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles regarding handicapped motorcycle plates.
House Bill number 51 is referred to Committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 85.
House Bill number 85, introduced by Representative Blake.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to motor vehicles regarding motor vehicle chain law.
House Bill number 85 is referred to Committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 125.
House Bill 125, introduced by Representative Davison.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to establishment of highways.
House Bill number 125 is referred to Committee number 8, Transportation. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 34.
House Bill 34, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to alcoholic beverages regarding liquor licensees industry representatives.
House Bill number 34 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 59.
House Bill 59, introduced by Representative Stubson.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to liquor licenses regarding golf clubs.
House Bill number 59 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. Next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 65.
House Bill 65, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to insurance and motor vehicle repairs, consumer choice.
House Bill number 65 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 84.
House Bill 84, introduced by Representative Illaway.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue regarding economic development property tax exemption.
House Bill number 84 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 112.
House Bill number 112, introduced by the Mineral Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to economic development regarding workforce housing program.
House Bill number 112 is referred to Committee number 9, Minerals. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 41.
House Bill number 41, introduced by Representative Dave Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to public assistance programs regarding cremation expenses.
House Bill number 41 is referred to Committee number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 42.
House Bill number 42, introduced by Representative Dave Zwanitzer.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to burials and cremations arrangements.
House Bill number 42 is referred to Committee number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 92.
House Bill number 92, introduced by Representative Landon.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to Medicaid long-term care partnership program.
House Bill 92 is referred to Committee number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 128.
House Bill number 128, introduced by Representative Loveno.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to nursing.
House Bill 128 is referred to Committee number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 105.
House Bill number 105, introduced by Representative Loveno.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to emergency medical services notification of bloodborne pathogens.
House Bill number 105 is referred to Committee number 10, Labor. The last bill for our consideration is House Bill number 127.
House Bill 127, introduced by the Management Council.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to general revisions of the laws.
House Bill number 127 is referred to Committee number 12, Rules. Reports from standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 5, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Bagby, Barbuto, Kennedy, Gingrey, Mercer, Patton, Peasley, Quarburg, Throne. Signed, Representative Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 55, respectfully reports same back to the House with recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Bagby, Barbuto, Kennedy, Gingrey, Mercer, Patton, Peasley, Quarburg, Throne. Signed, Representative Gingrey, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number three, Revenue, to whom was referred House Bill 67, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Anderson, Escobel, Madden, Miller, Peterson, Semlek, Wallace. No, Edmonds, Goggles. Signed, Representative Anderson, Chairman. Mr. Speaker, your committee number three, to whom was referred House Bill 101, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendments. Ayes, Anderson, Edmonds, Escobel, Goggles, Madden, Miller, Peterson, Semlek, Wallace. Signed, Representative Anderson, Chairman.
Committee announcements. Chairman Lockhart.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number nine, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will meet Friday morning, January 16th at 8 a.m. in House Committee Room H18, and we will consider House Bill 111, Clean Coal Task Force, and House Bill 29, Tribal Participation in Community Facilities Program.
Chairman Illaway.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number seven, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, will meet tomorrow, Thursday, upon noon recess in House 18, and we'll take up two bills, House Bill 9, Subdivisions Cluster Developments, and House Bill 10, Subdivisions Requirements.
Chairman Childers.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number six, Tribal Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources, early announcement, but we are meeting Friday to consider House Bill 4, Game and Fish, Immunocontraceptives, and House Bill 11, Dogs Chasing Wildlife, in case you dog owners want to get somebody to come down and testify. It's at 9 o'clock on Friday in Room H10.
Chairman Semlek.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number five, Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources, will meet twice tomorrow, Thursday, January 15th, first in the morning at 7:30 at B63 in the Hirschler Building to get a briefing on the health of Wyoming Forest, the regional forester, and district rangers, and our state forestry people will be there. I have circulated a more detailed itinerary of what will be covered in that meeting. Any members of the House to be able to attend that, you're certainly welcome. Secondly, we will meet following adjournment of both houses tomorrow afternoon. We'll go back into B63 in the Hirschler Building to get a briefing on Wyoming's water by the state engineer and by the Water Development Commission director. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Landon.
Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, will meet this afternoon, 10 minutes after adjournment, in the Hirschler Building, basement room B63, to hear House Bill 54, Workers' Compensation Amendments.
Chairman Gingrey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number one will meet tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. in H8. To consider four bills, all dealing with carbon sequestration, House Bill 58, Responsibilities of Injectors and Pore Space Owners, House Bill 57, Ownership of Pore Space, Dominance of Mineral Estate, House Bill 56, Sequestration, Recoverable Hydrocarbons, House Bill 80, Sequestration, Site Unitization. It is our plan to take testimony in the morning and possibly work the bills in the afternoon.
Chairman Cohey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8 on Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs will meet about 10 minutes upon adjournment tomorrow, Thursday, January 15th, in room H-17, to discuss House Bill 43, Military Department Leasing Fees, and House Bill 46, National Guard Medical Professional Retention Program.
Rules Committee, your committee number 12 is scheduled to meet tomorrow afternoon at 4 in 302. And if there are members who have a conflict with that, please let me know if you haven't already. We will simply be looking at adoption of permanent rules for this session. We adopted the rules of the 59th legislature as the temporary rules of this 60th legislature. We did that yesterday. We will adopt our permanent rules and look at a couple proposed rule changes tomorrow. And with that, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that clears the desk.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Bills for general file tomorrow. There's only going to be four of them. It's House Bill 5, 55, 67, and 101.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, just briefly, folks, we'll come in the morning, and we have a presentation, a military presentation, veterans, and then, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, are you anticipating general file tomorrow afternoon?
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, so tomorrow morning we will have that ceremony. We'll do committee reports and some more introductions, and then adjourn, or recess, excuse me. So the recess may be closer to 11, or between 11 and 11:30. I don't know. You've already got your committee time set, so you may have a little free time before your committees start. So that's what we're up to tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
And Mr. Speaker, I move that we adjourn until 10 a.m. Tomorrow, Thursday, January 15th, 2009.
I'm sorry, we have a motion, but we, Representative Patterson, did you?
Mr. Speaker, quick privilege of the floor.
Please.
I just wanted to remind everybody, because so much paper hits your desk, that you'll throw it away by tomorrow. But my the good representative from Laramie County, chairman of your Corporations Committee, has distributed this piece of paper to remind you all that you're all members of the Cheyenne Country Club at your time here. And the Pedersen family goes for waffles at 8:30 on every Saturday and Sunday. And you can come get an update on my boys and introduce you to my wife. So I look forward to seeing you all out there. And here's the times that we're open. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. The motion was to adjourn until tomorrow at 10 a.m. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. Motion carries. We are adjourned.